end.
Well, so that's she always played it at the end, and it would go into our show was before us.
Yeah, so it would always come in and start our show. Yes. So I like that we had that little nod to Bianca today.
Yeah, you know, it's nice and upbeat.
Yeah.
So
here is Take Me Home Country Roads.
Yes. Which not as upbeat as a
side pony,
but I am a huge fan of John Denver. So
as we've heard.
Glad it was okay. Listen,
it's okay.
I'm glad it was requested. And before we go, thank you for listening to us today. And we just wanted to remind you that here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. So
yes,
tune in.
Folks. That is
yes,
9.
I wasn't going to say that.
Did you say the L in folks?
Folks?
You do.
Folks. I don't know how I say it. Now I'm self-conscious. Now I'm going to say it wrong.
Okay.
Actually, Olivia, the people that I live with, we were having discussion last night about how to say Folgers, like the coffee brand.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say soldiers, and we're saying Folgers. Yeah, Folgers.
No, Folgers. So that's what I was saying, but we have one of the guys... that was like just in our room hanging out doing homework said it was Folgers.
No, it is not.
And I but we got some people who agreed, but we're listening to the commercial. I think it's Folgers.
What is the jingle? I'm trying to come up with it. All I can think of is the Kit Kat commercial.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
There it is. All I could think of was break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. So okay, I'll have to listen to the jingle now.
Okay. Yes. Anyways, thank you for joining us for this past hour. And now we have Take Me Home Country Roads.
Bridget's biggest fan is dead. Bridget Horan. John Denver's biggest fan.
No. John Denver is my biggest fan. Anyways, here we go.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Around her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes, country road.
everyone. This is Anna, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. I'm here for the 11 o'clock hour, and my co-host Marissa will be joining me in just one moment. So I hope everyone's doing well, and we're going to start off with some Honeycomb.
Is you, honeycomb, and I the humble bee that brings the pollen to your gilded lips. Without a doubt, before the morning comes, I dream a bit of you. Like honeydew drops for me now. And I will feel compelled to say, honeycomb. Dress, but the jokes are all on me, and I'm reminded of your words.
All the stars burning in the sky, how can anyone see just one? All the stars burning in the sky.
Everyone, we're back, and I have my co-host.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. I think that those were some nice, slow kind of sounds that you picked out for us for a slow, rainy morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you have, I know that you were like wanting to make your presence here on air. Is there something you wanted to talk about?
No, I just wanted it to be known that I was only 8 minutes late, okay. And not later.
Great. I don't think of you as late at all.
Thanks.
I think of you as joining me.
Can I add something about my walk over here?
Yeah, absolutely.
In the theme of it being a rainy, gray day here in Medford, I was walking over and my pace was slowed by two massive herds of tourist groups or prospective student groups.
Tourist groups.
I was with someone recently and we were calling them, like, how do you feel about the tourists? And it stuck with me. You are being a tourist of campus if you're a prospective
student. It's true. Though I always think about how it's weird when you go to Harvard that there's a combination of prospective student groups but also literal tourist groups.
Yeah, that is. And I think that students, maybe Harvard students run both of them.
Oh, interesting.
Like both the just like, here, be a tourist on our campus. Mm. And, oh, you want to be like me one day? Well. And what it made me think about today, seeing these prospective student and parent groups, was that my first visit to Tufts campus was a day very much like today. It was so gross, and it was like way colder than it should have been for that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Today just feels a little bit chilly. And like misting and just like slate gray sky. And I like this background music. I feel intense. Slate gray sky.
This is what I've been listening to study. It's the Stranger Things soundtrack.
I just remember that. And it was a Friday morning. So it was really the same situation. It was about the same time, Friday morning. No students were around, which also makes sense because it was like a gross Friday morning. Who would be out? Not many people have classes. And yet I guess there were things that still shone through about this space and I decided I liked it, but it definitely was a visceral kind of unpleasant feeling around. And that's how it felt today. And I was just thinking, I wonder what these prospective customers are thinking about this space right now and if the weather is a big factor for them.
Right. Well, and we all know that application rates are, so I don't know, I read somewhere, it's like application rates are this percentage lower for people who visited on a rainy day. So you're one of the persisters. anyway. Okay, well, if that's anything else that you're thinking about at this moment, we can check in later in the hour.
Yeah, and stay tuned in for the excitement of some records later on
today. Yeah, we haven't played vinyl in so long, and both Marissa and I came into studio today being like, hey, where's the vinyl gone? We want to listen to some vinyl. So anyway, we're going to do that.
If you have any vinyl requests, call in at 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636.
Well, it took me, when people say that on the radio when I was little, I never knew what that was talking about. Like, I didn't understand how letters could become numbers. but now I know. So anyway, call in. Okay. We'll check in later in the hour.
I like the way you say my name, babe, and the way you wake up on a Sunday, rolling around like two warm animals. Yeah, I hope that you feel the same way. Yeah, I hope that you feel the same way. How much should I be reading into the way you look at me in your room? And I know that nothing's really permanent. Doesn't answer. Yeah, I hope that this doesn't answer. Say my name, babe. Yeah, I like the way you say my name, babe. I like the way you say my name, babe.
Just heard Barracuda from Heart, and both Anna and I have strong associations with this song. Do you want to share yours, Anna?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's funny because I think neither of us really love that song that much because it is also pretty a jarring song.
Sorry for the abrupt change.
Yeah. No, but we both wanted to play it. This is pertinent to my family because I texted the family group chat about it last week. But, growing up, we had like a random array of movies that we had on VHS that we just played so much. And so one of them was the remake of Charlie's Angels, the movie version from like the year like 1999. That's a remake of like the show from the 70s. And it's like I rewatched. The reason I texted my family about it is because I rewatched it last week, and it's like not a great movie and also like somewhat troubling in a lot of ways, but anyway, very entertaining, and this song is in it, and that's my association.
And my association is radio based, which is exciting, and I've talked many a time before about 102.9, my radio station at home that I listen to all the time, playing classic rock.
Oh, okay. It's classic.
Yeah, it's I forget the full name, but they have some like jingle that includes classic rock. Yeah. Classic, I think it's just like classic rock 102.9.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this, I swear that they play Magic Man, Barracuda, or Crazy on You, which are all three Heart songs, at least each of them once per day.
Wow.
Or like, yeah, they play it so often, and that's the only thing I dislike about this radio station. However, I wanted to carry this over into the radio world with me. And the next thing we're moving to playing is also on vinyl, but something that neither Anna or I know and just found in the studio. And so the group is Kitchens of Distinction. Okay, we'll let that play in the background. You just heard Good Lovin' from The Grateful Dead, preceded by two songs from Kitchens of Destruction, which we just discovered. And those songs were called Three to Beam Up and Elephantiny.
I enjoyed them. I'll say it.
Me as well.
And then we were just... you said that we have been enjoying some Grateful Dead?
Yeah, so... Yeah. Yes, we have been.
Okay, sorry. I zoned out. Yeah, no, so nice. And we also, I feel an obligation that... Anyway, we've been talking off-air about Sam Collins' love for Grateful Dead. And if you're out there, Sam, hi, hello. I haven't heard your show, but I've heard about it. And Marissa has heard about your love for Grateful Dead. And anyway...
Via TMC posts... Yeah. Like rides. Yeah. That's how I've heard about your interests.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm drawing a blank, honestly.
Okay, let's move to the last Grateful Dead we're gonna play in this hour. And this one is special to me because it's my mom's favorite Grateful Dead song. And interestingly, recently I was in Harvard Square just people watching. I think this was 2 weekends ago, and really enjoying people watching, and then also listening to a street performer who was this, like, I don't know if, I think he's in Harvard Square often, but just like an old hippie white man, like maybe 65, and was playing a bunch of different Grateful Dead songs and like playing them pretty well. I was really enjoying sitting and listening, and I went up and requested this song. Oh, I told you this? Okay.
Maybe.
Anyway, and I also, it was just like, I don't know, I think it was unusual for me to like really interact in that way and be like, hi, I have a request. And then he played it a little bit out of practice. Like a little bit, what is the word for that? Like he was a little rusty on it, and it was nice. So here we go. To be disclosed, favorite song in question.
Mm-hmm. To be disclosed.
Settle down.
Okay, that was Ramble on Rose from the Grateful Dead. From the Grateful Dead, and we're actually going to play a PSA from the computer, which is not something we usually do. So give me a second. And the exciting thing about this one is it, at least in the title, says vintage cost of living PSA. And I'm hoping that this will be something exciting and put in perspective the different costs of living then and now. So let's see.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things, and you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Wow, let's talk about how that is sustainable living in a nutshell.
Wow. Interesting. I feel like, you should talk about it, because I was also trying to find a song, so I was kind of somewhat distracted.
Yeah, no worries. I really liked that PSA said so many cost-saving measures that I would also classify as environmental measures.
Crazy
how that works.
Whoa. I was just talking this week to someone about how my friend from Scotland would always be like, I'm too cheap, so I just am vegan because I don't ever want to buy animal products. Sustainability is so cost-effective.
Yeah, and so, on so many fronts there, they were like, you know, you use your things for longer periods of time and make sure that they last whether it's clothes or, I don't know, they mentioned other things. And then also, I was really interested in what they said about food, because they were basically saying, yes, eat enough, like eat your full share, eat enough to sustain your health and your body, but also eat all that you take so that you're not wasting both environmental and monetary resources. Mm-hmm. So like kind of, you know, don't be unhealthy to your body in the name of cost saving or environmentalism, but those things really go hand in hand.
Wow. Anyway, we should explore those more.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really just do want to give a little shout out about the WMFO Live DJ Day, which is Saturday, May 4th. All day in studio, tune in to hear live music. Okay, we're going to play one more song and then we're out of here.
Marissa and I are going on a road trip today. I'm excited.
Yay.
Okay, we're going to close out the hour with some Sunny Cleveland. Thanks, everyone. We should sign off.
Okay, this is Marissa and
Anna.
And you are listening to
91.5 FM.
WMFO.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no.
WMFO. Medford.
Toast Reform Radio.
Boom. Have a great day.
And weekend.
Start writing our own history. Let's take this road, oh, this winding road. Let's just take